Keith Curran, a valuable 3 points there tonight too, but must be very happy with that performance.
Yeah, I think from 1-11 tonight, everybody did their part. It was tough. Sligo really put us up there. The heat was, I think, a factor for both teams, but we're just delighted with the 3 points.
Been in positions this season where we haven't seen out games, but I think the pleasing part there tonight, from the first minute basically to the last, that he's very, very composed, and again, I'm sure that's something that Ollie will be particularly happy with.
Yeah, we have been conceding, sloppy goals, mistakes from various people, but tonight I thought that everybody did their part. As I said before, there we were solid at the back. Midfield we're like picking up second balls, and that guys are winning their headers and stuff. And skinny up front, Nathan put the ball in the back of net when it needed to.
Harps went to the Showgrounds back in April. Very unfortunate not to come away with a one that day. A late penalty undone you. So a little bit of extra satisfying there tonight to pick up 3 points as well.
Yeah, we had been on a bad run up to that that game in the Showgrounds, and that's what we thought we would have put. We would definitely have picked up 3 points there. It wasn't to be, but tonight I think we spoke about it earlier that this was the one that we really wanted to win, and hopefully now it'll give us a lift on the Monday night.
And it could have been also different early on. Mark Anthony McGinley produced a stunning save from a free kick. I mean, that kind of set the tone for you, and he's built on that thereafter. But I mean, it was an important incident in the match, but very early too.
That was crucial. You have to depend on your keeper to make saves. And when he does, I suppose that the game could have went totally the other way had that landed in the top corner. But no, and he's pulled off a cracking save. He's been excellent for us since he came in, and he definitely gives us confidence when he's in behind us there.
Nathan Boyle grabbed the 2 goals, but I suppose reserve a special mention for Raf Kataro. He was excellent there tonight, 37 years of age, buzzing about. I mean, keeps himself in super condition, and pretty obvious how much of a part he played there this evening against his old club.
Absolutely. Raf's the perfect example of any young fella, old fella, whatever you want to be, playing in the League of Ireland. The way that he keeps himself, the way that he trains, week in, week out, and his performance tonight there was just absolutely superb. They couldn't settle on the ball. He was in and around them, snapping their heels.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the one where you think you're in possession of the ball, and then he just nips in and gets it off you. And no, he was excellent for us tonight.
I suppose Hearts will probably park this pretty quickly enough, because it's Cork City again on Monday night. We're hearing UCD have lost tonight, St Pat's. So again, Monday night, a big game back here at Finn Park.
Yeah, the games are coming thick and fast, I suppose. So Cork on Monday night, it was probably a 3 points at early in the season we thought we threw away against them with a 4-3 loss here, after being in a winning position. They'll be tough coming up here. They've got some excellent players, so we'll just have to, I suppose, get the recovery in now tomorrow on Sunday and have a look at Cork and see they're going to set up and try and find a way of getting a few points off them.